In 1979, a Frenchman called Bernard Kouchner, who had founded Médecins Sans Frontières, chartered an old cargo ship. And he went to rescue thousands of starving refugees trapped on a tiny island. Refugees that no one else seemed to care about. They were fleeing from the new communist government that had taken over Vietnam. To many liberals in the West, the communists had been heroes in their fight against America.
I can't hear. My ears are stopped up. I can't see. My nose is stopped up. Everyone in New York is a communist.
That was one of your good days.
That was the day I had the cold.
Yes,
it occurred to me, man, everybody in New York, the men all wear these little Russian-type hats. And the women are wearing, they're wearing the maxi coat.
Yeah.
So it looks like Leningrad in about 1910 or whatever.
Well,
it was called.
It's cold in Leningrad. It's like it's cold in New
York. These guys all wear these Russian hats and everything. It looks just like Moscow.
Oh, Moscow memories, you haunt me still. Communist memories erode my will. The park was closed, the gate locked shut. We walked the streets, the massive empty streets, alone. And after walking all the night, I took her home, I kissed her once, we said goodbye. She had no phone. And now so many years have passed, and here I sit on Wall Street and recall that in my younger days I kissed a communist, a red-haired Russian lass. Oh, Moscow melodies, you haunt me still. Marxist memories destroy my will.
I mean, the boat people are now facing piracy. I mean, they are attacked by pirates 10 times in their trip, is still alive. And nobody are taking care of them. And that's our purpose. It's not possible to shut up now.
Kouchner's action had a powerful effect in the West, because it started to undermine the self-belief of a whole generation who saw themselves as radical and pure. That possibly being good was not as easy as it seemed. It began when the singer Joan Baez came out in support of Kouchner. In the 1960s, she had been deeply involved in the civil rights protests.
Mother gave me 5 children to try to register.
You can't go in, nobody but students and parents.
And also one of the leaders of the anti-Vietnam War movement. She was a symbol of the idealism at its heart.
I'd like to try it, Elaine.
You can't go.
But now, she said that the refusal to help the refugees showed how radicals had become not only uncaring, but corrupt. They would allow thousands of people to die simply because they had the wrong ideology. Baez went on French television, and she gave an interview that caused a sensation. Baez was immediately attacked by other anti-war activists, led by Jane Fonda. They accused Baez of being an unwitting agent of American imperialism.
And leftism in a way that I'm not. I think that's as simple as...
Despite the row, Kouchner carried on, rescuing thousands of refugees lost at sea in tiny sinking boats.
A tempest yars across the lee!
Lightning starboard boils the sea! We're doomed!
Look, pilot! The darkening of the light.
Aye, the moon seems drowned in rain.
All's wet.
All's lost.
Let's split.
It's not split yet. Stand ye, Pat. All odds above. Shuffling fate cuts not this deck. Come, Jax, lay down your hands and pull. Pull to the straight. By deuce, we'll not be Neptune's guest tonight. Come, yar!
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 What hap, sweet chaps? The rocking boat hath rolled you out of bed, I fear. Come, Dirk. Come, Kink. Come, first mates, back. Or tie me to the mast face front, ere I in this gale storm be lost. Oh, hi-ho, good Signor Happenstance. What drives thee upon the poop this dreadful day?
My stomach's gone off course again, I fear.
What? Likely not the smoking fowled stew. Tobacco and turkey, two New World wonders, those.
Now, strangely, Matt, that red-necked duck was never meant to sail a beel.
Look out below!
See, now it sails. Come back below, oh bilious happenstance, oh hallowed happenstance.
Now hallowed happenstance.
Hello, hello, where's everyone? Ah, storm and drain. I've sunk the captain with my sack and told but half my tale. 'Twas thus I left it off. All the shores were gliss and gloomy, broad-leaved land of mighty Roytan. Little white owl drew her to me, Indians watching, wooden deadpan. Whoa, whoa!
Oh, see how our master Edmund is near drowned in drink.
Thy green retreat hath spoiled his anecdote of victory or the hapless Iroquois.
Oh, full 20 times I've heard him pick that bloody nose at fight and win. Thanksgiving we should get, for from that feathered horde we plucked him hence.
I would this mission done, and we were docked on Flemland's wealthy banks, and I at home in bed.
You'll sleep in bed with Ned, when our explosive charge is safe delivered to the bishop's churches.
Hush, look out, he comes anon.
Spirits toughened by Death's masters, left eye white owl, Christian Muriel, instead of siring new world bastards, gave my head to schemes imperial.
Oh, bravo, sir, bravo.
It's nuts. What's happened to our righteous speed? Who slipped the shrouds and loosed the hempen jute? Hath courage run aground?
But twice, noble sire, I fear a storm is blowing up our aft.
What gushing storm and drain of Blancmange face? Must warlike virtue gel before this quaking gale? What pudding-livered custard trifles with our holy junket home to phlegm?
Bring not up food, my prince, or I shall follow suit toot sweet upon thy suit I fare.
No perjured happenstance. This freakish wind will blow us not. But good, saw not the mast, cut not the wind, nor throw those barrels o'er.
Those barrels? Oh, our servants lie within those casks. Good fellows,
oh. A storm!
A cloud!
Give up!
To forecastle, go ye down! Go down, not down nor out, but home to turgid phlegm, where Nuncle Bishop prays and pays for my return. Ah, 5 golden crowns for each of thee who stays! Yet only one for me. Just one.
But one?
One is enough when it's the holy crown. Our revered hat. Our homely downturned bowl, all rimmed with ancient fur and flushed with pride. Our country's awful lid, its sacred pot. I'd set that privy throne upon my head, though nature forced me circumgate the globe. Sit out this storm, nay, lay on sheets, then crack, crack cheeks, and break, wind, loudly break. Bend backs and buttocks, boys, 'twill be a piece of cake.
No!
Kushner believed that what he was doing might also be the start of a completely new kind of radicalism, one that really would make the world a better place. The reaction in the West, he said, had shown that the old political ideologies of left and right had now lost all credibility. Kushner had an alternative idea that was going to go very deep in the imagination of the West. It's said that we are all one world, linked together simply as individuals, not divided by political ideas or by nations. And we, the good people in the West, had a duty to intervene, to help the victims of all evil political ideas, wherever they were across the world.
We don't care on leftist and rightist countries. There is no leftist and rightist suffering, and there is no possibility to split the world in good people and bad people, good dead and bad dead. Because we think that this is a new kind of policy. For us, human being is one. to let the people speak to each other before dying.
Deng Xiaoping decided to experiment with democracy.
I was getting my cat ready to go protest. Like I would go, what do we want? Democracy. When do we want it? And the cat would go, meow.
He allowed people to put up posters and sell magazines in Tiananmen Square. It was known as Democracy Wall, and it quickly became a symbol of a new openness in China. But then it started to run out of control. People published details of widespread corruption, greed, incompetence, and nepotism at the very top of the Communist Party. And then that force that Jiang Qing had prophesied, individualism, re-emerged. Wei Jingsheng worked as an electrician at Beijing Zoo. Wei was a charismatic figure, and he quickly became a leading force at Democracy Wall. He called for the overthrow of Deng Xiaoping. He put up posters that said, "We want no more gods, or emperors, or saviors of any kind. We want to be our own masters. Everything that is happening now is just a newfangled lie. Deng is just a new fascist dictator."
The American journalist and historian William Shearer, during a recent interview, said, I can't do his voice, so you have to just pretend that this is him, "We might be the first people to go fascist by the democratic vote, and that would be something not even the Germans or the Italians did." He was speaking of America. He said, "Hitler never got more than 39% of the vote in a free election, but I think the American people now would vote for almost anything which would put down the so-called peaceniks and the college kids and the blacks. If our affluent society turned into one of hardship," he said, "I think you'd get, by the consent of the people, a very right-wing society and government in which freedom would be greatly restricted. It would be a sort of dictatorship by approval." The author said he'd been astounded that the Germans would give up what might be said to be the equivalent of the American Bill of Rights in return for the law and order that Hitler promised. "Now I'm astounded that an awful lot of middle-of-the-road Americans would give up a lot of the guarantees of the Bill of Rights in return for the promise of law and order."
Look, I have a little secret for you.
Yeah, and for that...
Look, it's not that severe.
I'll vote.
No.
Twice.
I'm not favorably impressed by all you college-trained students who want to use the idea of the 30th in Germany.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't hold up, and it's intellectually dishonest.
The wall was closed down, all the posters hosed off, and Wei was arrested. Wei Jingsheng's trial was broadcast live on television. He was accused of counter-revolutionary crimes and passing secrets to foreign agents. Bernard Kouchner's humanitarian vision of a world without borders was now spreading. Idealists from the West, inspired by his ideas, were travelling to conflicts all around the world. In Afghanistan, they came to help the Mujahideen, who they saw as noble idealists struggling against the Russian invasion.
Hey, Ahmed!
What?
They didn't see us.
They killed my goat! Those pigs!
Quiet! Here they come again!
Get down! Shoot!
I will wipe them from the sky, brothers! I'm trying! Camel snot! There's sand in my British, American-made, French, Israeli, Belgian burp gun again!
sons of the hills, throw down that neo-imperialist, pro-colonialist, anti-Islamic devil stick. Use this Baryshnikov I arrested from the stiff white fingers of the little dead man beneath the tank.
Sodomized donkey meat.
What?
All those Baryshnikovs are defective.
Yeah, maybe so, but they're so beautiful. Yes, and the bullets come with our names engraved on them.
Ahmed.
What?
Is it not true that ever since we sacked the American embassy, we have picked up a lot of Westerners' tendencies?
But how could we help it? They were lying around everywhere. In the color magazines, on the television, in the icebox.
What kind of beer was that?
Henry Winkler, Private Reserve.
Here they come again!
Sit on it!
Look out!
Ahmed!
He's dead.
It was the will of God. See? The bullet had his name on it.
And in 1984, it suddenly became a truly global movement. It started when the BBC shocked the world with a report about the effect of a famine in Ethiopia. The response was Live Aid, organised by Bob Geldof. It was driven by a vast outpouring of sympathy for those who were starving in Ethiopia, but also by an anger and a frustration with all politicians in the West who had done nothing to help.
I find it incredible that the mass of people probably feel that something should be done, yet their own governments just don't do anything. They do very little. You know, the very fact that it has to be done by people giving their own money is ridiculous. I mean, we've given enough money into government. Why can't they spend some of our money giving it back?
I mean, at the moment, you've got a problem with the butter mountain. You don't know how to dispose of it. To sell to the Russians is the cheapest way.
I'm sorry, but butter doesn't do very much good in Africa, as you know.
Well, butter oil actually does. It is one of the major supplementary foods.
Butter oil, if you can get it.
Well, it is a byproduct of butter.
Yes. Yeah. Well, look, a lot is going. A lot of surplus food is going. But don't forget...
Prime Minister, there are millions dying, and that's the terrible thing.
Yes, indeed.
And the lesson today is how to